Headline, Jack Mallers brings Bitcoin and Epstein into Chase debanking rant. Published at 2:51 p.m., November 24, 2025. Strike CEO Jack Mallers has revealed that Chase Bank has closed his accounts after it claimed to have detected concerning activity from his account that may violate the Bank Secrecy Act. Mallers tweeted the news alongside allegations from a U.S. senator that J.P. Morgan executives all the way to the top enabled Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation. The bank apparently sent Mallers a letter that he's since framed, explaining that it closed his accounts after detecting concerning activity from his account or an account he is associated with. It's not clear what this activity is, and Mallers claims that Chase wouldn't tell him, even after he reached out. He says the whole situation is bizarre, as his dad had banked with the firm for over 30 years. Mallers framed the Chase debanking letter. Read more. Tether thinks Jack Mallers will keep focus on 21's BTC, not USDT. Mallers' statement quoted an ex-post by Senator Rob Wyden, the Oregon Democrat who last week called for an investigation into Chase and whether it intentionally underreported $1 billion worth of suspicious transactions relating to Epstein. Wyden claimed, on the back of his report, that J.P. Morgan Chase execs were in constant contact with Epstein and were aware of his shady financials. Top staff at J.P. Morgan Chase, reporting directly to CEO Jamie Dimon, closely supervised Epstein's accounts. One even coached Epstein on how to sanitize his suspiciously large cash withdrawals, he posted. Mallers waited almost 2 months to reveal the Chase debanking. Mallers used Chase debanking to promote Bitcoin mailers, has been vocal about J.P. Morgan in the past. When the bank's CEO, Jamie Dimon, described Bitcoin, BTC, as a pet rock at last year's Davos, Mallers told Yahoo Finance that he doesn't care what Jeffrey Epstein's banker thinks about the negative use cases of the crypto. He followed up on his Chase Bank reveal with a Bitcoin promotion saying, "Seek truth. Stand with integrity. Fight for freedom. Protect Bitcoin at all costs." In addition to Strike, Mallers is the CEO of 21, a BTC treasury company backed by stablecoin firm Tether and its sister crypto exchange Bitfinex that's supposed to rival Michael Saylor's Strategy. Mallers' post also provoked more references to Operation Chokepoint 2.0, an alleged plot by the Joe Biden administration to target and restrict the bank accounts of various crypto executives under the guise of tightening regulations. Indeed, former Donald Trump advisor Bo Hines, who was chosen by Tether to lead a U.S.-regulated dollar-backed stablecoin called USAT, remarked that Chase doesn't know that Operation Chokepoint is over. Tether's CEO, Paolo Arduino, also claimed that the account closure is for the best. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.